Welcome to Three Rivers Stadium in Pittsburgh, for the game between the New York Mets and the Pittsburgh Pirates. Here are the starting lineups. For the New York Mets. Batting in the leadoff spot. The right fielder, Joel Youngblood. Batting second. The shortstop, Frank Tavares. Batting third. The center fielder, Lee Mozzilli. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Richie Hebner. Batting fifth. The catcher, John Stearns. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Willie Montanez. Batting seventh. The left fielder, Steve Henderson. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Doug Flynn. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Doc Ellis. Pitching for the New York Mets, Doc Ellis. For the Pittsburgh Pirates. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Omar Moreno. Batting second. The shortstop, Tim Foley. Batting third. The right fielder, Dave Parker. Batting fourth. The first baseman, John Milner. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Mike Easler. Batting sixth. The catcher, Ed Ott. Batting 7th. The third baseman, Phil Garner. Batting 8th. The second baseman, Rennie Stennett. Batting 9th. The pitcher, Ed Whitson. Pitching for the Pittsburgh Pirates, Ed Whitson. And now, play ball. Joel Youngblood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Youngblood hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Frank Tavares is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tavares strikes out. One out. Lee Mozzilli is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitson fires to first and picks off Youngblood. Two outs. Lee Mozzilli is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mozzilli takes first base on ball four. Richie Hebner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Mozzilli. The throw from Ott and he is safe. Mozzilli steals second. Richie Hebner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Mozzilli moves to third. Richie Hebner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hebner takes first base on ball four. John Stearns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stearns hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Parker who is chasing the ball. Stearns reaches third base with a triple. Mozzilli scores. Hebner goes all the way around to score. It's 2-0, Mets. Willie Montanez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Montanez hits a ball on the ground towards short. Foley scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Mets 2, and the Pirates nothing. The Pirates will come to bat. Omar Moreno is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moreno hits a ball on the ground towards short. Tavares scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Tim Foley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foley hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hebner fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Dave Parker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parker hits a fly ball into center field. Mozzilli settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Mets 2, and the Pirates nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Steve Henderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Henderson hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Doug Flynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Flynn hits a ball on the ground towards third. Garner fields it and throws to first for the out. Henderson moves to second. One out. Doc Ellis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ellis hits a ball on the ground towards short. Foley scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Joel Youngblood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Youngblood is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Youngblood hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Moreno. Youngblood reaches second base with a double. Henderson scores. It's 3-0, Mets. Frank Tavares is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tavares is 0-for-1 in the game. Tavares hits a ball on the ground towards short. Foley scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Mets 3, and the Pirates nothing. The Pirates will come to bat. John Milner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Milner is called out on strikes. One out. Mike Easler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Easler takes first base on ball 4. Ed Ott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ott hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Ellis fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Mets 3, and the Pirates nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Lee Mozzilli is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mozzilli is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Mozzilli hits a fly ball into center field. Moreno settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Richie Hebner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hebner is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Hebner hits a fly ball into right field. Parker settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. John Stearns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stearns is 1-for-1 in the game, with a triple. He's got 2 RBIs. Stearns hits a fly ball into center field. Moreno settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Mets 3, and the Pirates nothing. The Pirates will come to bat. Phil Garner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garner hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Rennie Stennett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stennett hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Garner moves to second. Ed Whitson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitson hits a ball on the ground in front of the plate. Stearns fields it and throws to third for the out. Stennett moves to second. One out. Omar Moreno is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moreno is 0-for-1 in the game. Moreno takes first base on ball 4. Stennett moves to third. Whitson moves to second. Tim Foley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foley is 0-for-1 in the game. Foley hits a fly ball into center field. Mozzilli settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Stennett tags and scores. Two outs. It's 3-1, Mets. Dave Parker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parker is 0-for-1 in the game. Parker hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Flynn scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Mets 3, and the Pirates 1. The Mets will come to bat. Willie Montanez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Montanez is 0-for-1 in the game. Montanez hits a ball on the ground towards third. Garner fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Steve Henderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Henderson is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Henderson takes first base on ball 4. Doug Flynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Flynn is 0-for-1 in the game. Flynn is called out on strikes. Two outs. Doc Ellis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ellis is 0-for-1 in the game. Ellis hits a ball on the ground towards third. Garner fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Mets 3, and the Pirates 1. The Pirates will come to bat. John Milner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Milner is 0 for 1 in the game. Milner hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Mike Easler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Easler is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, Easler hits a ball on the ground towards short. Tavares misplays the ball. That's an error on Tavares. Milner moves to second. Ed Ott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ott is 0 for 1 in the game. Ott hits a fly ball into left field. Henderson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Phil Garner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garner is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Garner hits a ball on the ground towards short. Tavares fields it and throws to second for the out. Milner moves to third. Two outs. Rennie Stennett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stennett is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Stennett hits a ball on the ground towards short. Tavares fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Milner scores. Garner moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 3-2, Mets. Ed Whitson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitson is 0 for 1 in the game. Whitson is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Mets 3, and the Pirates 2. The Mets will come to bat. Joel Youngblood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Youngblood is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Youngblood hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Frank Tavares is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tavares is 0 for 2 in the game. Tavares hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Stennett fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Lee Mozzilli is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The umpire calls a balk on Whitson. Tavares moves to second. Lee Mozzilli is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mozzilli is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Mozzilli hits a fly ball into right field. Parker settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Richie Hebner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hebner is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Hebner hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Stennett scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Mets 3, and the Pirates 2. The Pirates will come to bat. Omar Moreno is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moreno is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Moreno hits a fly ball into center field. Mozzilli settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tim Foley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foley is 0 for 1 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Foley hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Dave Parker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parker is 0 for 2 in the game. Parker hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Foley moves to second. John Milner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Milner is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Milner hits a ball on the ground towards first. Montanez scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Milner for the out. Foley moves to third. Parker moves to second. Two outs. Mike Easler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Easler is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Easler hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hebner fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Foley scores. Parker moves to third. It's Mets, 3, Pirates, 3. And Ott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ott is 0 for 2 in the game. Ott strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Mets 3, and the Pirates 3. The Mets will come to bat. John Stearns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stearns is 1 for 2 in the game, with a triple. He's got 2 RBIs. Stearns hits a fly ball into center field. Moreno settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Willie Montanez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Montanez is 0 for 2 in the game. Montanez hits a fly ball into center field. Moreno settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Steve Henderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Henderson is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Henderson takes first base on ball 4. Doug Flynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Flynn is 0 for 2 in the game. Flynn hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Stennett scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Mets 3, and the Pirates 3. The Pirates will come to bat. Phil Garner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garner is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Garner hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Rennie Stennett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Garner. The throw from Stearns and he is safe. Garner steals second. Rennie Stennett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Garner. The throw from Stearns and he is safe. Garner steals third. Rennie Stennett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stennett is 2 for 2 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Stennett hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hebner fields it and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Lee Lacy pinch hits for Ed Whitson. Lee Lacy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lacy is called out on strikes. 2 outs. Omar Moreno is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moreno is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Moreno is walked intentionally. Tim Foley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Moreno. The throw from Stearns and he is safe. Moreno steals second. Tim Foley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foley is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 1 RBI. Foley hits a line drive towards third. Hebner reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Mets 3, and the Pirates 3. The Mets will come to bat. Enrique Romo now pitching. Bruce Boisclair pinch hits for Doc Ellis. Bruce Boisclair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boisclair takes first base on ball 4. Joel Youngblood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Youngblood is 3 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles and a double. He's got 1 RBI. Youngblood hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Stennett fields it and throws to second for the out. 1 out. Ed Cranepool pinch hits for Frank Tavares. Ed Cranepool is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cranepool strikes out. 2 outs. Lee Mozilli is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mozilli is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Mozilli hits a line drive into center field. Moreno picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Moreno. Youngblood goes all the way around to score. Mozilli moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 4-3, Mets. Richie Hebner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hebner is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Hebner is walked intentionally. John Stearns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stearns is 1-for-3 in the game, with a triple. He's got 2 RBIs. Stearns hits a ball on the ground towards third. Garner fields it and races to the third base bag for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Mets 4, and the Pirates 3. The Pirates will come to bat. Ed Glynn now pitching. Sergio Ferrer now playing shortstop. Dave Parker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parker is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Parker strikes out. One out. John Milner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Milner is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Milner hits a fly ball into left field. Henderson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mike Easler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Easler is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Easler takes first base on ball 4. Ed Ott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ott is 0-for-3 in the game. Ott hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 5-4, Pirates. Phil Garner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garner is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. Garner hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Flynn scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Pirates 5, and the Mets 4. The Mets will come to bat. Bill Robinson now playing left field. Willie Montanez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Montanez is 0-for-3 in the game. Montanez hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Parker. Montanez reaches second base with a double. Kent Tekulve now pitching. Steve Henderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Henderson is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and 2 walks. Henderson hits a fly ball into center field. Moreno settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Doug Flynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Flynn is 0-for-3 in the game. Flynn hits a line drive into right field. Parker picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Parker. Montanez moves to third. Flynn moves to second. Ron Hodges pinch hits for Ed Glynn. Ron Hodges is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hodges is walked intentionally. Joel Youngblood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Youngblood is 3-for-4 in the game, with 2 singles and a double. He's got 1 RBI. Youngblood hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Montanez scores. Flynn moves to third. Hodges moves to second. It's Mets, 5, Pirates, 5. Elliot Maddox pinch hits for Sergio Ferrer. Elliot Maddox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maddox strikes out. 2 outs. Lee Mozzilli is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mozzilli is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Mozzilli hits a ball on the ground towards second. Stennett picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Stennett. Flynn scores. Hodges scores. Youngblood moves to third. Mozzilli moves to second. It's 7-5, Mets. Richie Hebner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hebner is 0-for-2 in the game. With 2 walks. Hebner is walked intentionally. John Stearns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stearns is 1-for-4 in the game, with a triple. He's got 2 RBIs. Stearns hits a ball on the ground towards shortstop. Foley fields it and races to the second base bag for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Mets 7, and the Pirates 5. The Pirates will come to bat. Elliot Maddox now playing right field. Joel Youngblood now playing second base. Doug Flynn now playing shortstop. Dale Murray now pitching. Rennie Stennett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stennett is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Stennett hits a ball on the ground towards short. Flynn scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Willie Stargell pinch hits for Kent Tech Ulva. Willie Stargell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stargell takes first base on ball four. Matt Alexander pinch runs for Willie Stargell. Omar Moreno is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Alexander. The throw from Stearns and he is safe. Alexander steals second. Omar Moreno is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moreno is 0-for-2 in the game. With two walks. Moreno hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Alexander scores. It's 7-6, Mets. Tim Foley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foley is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Foley hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Henderson. Foley reaches second base with a double. Moreno goes all the way around to score. Foley moves to third. It's Mets, 7, Pirates, 7. Dave Parker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parker is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Parker is walked intentionally. John Milner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Milner is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Milner is walked intentionally. Parker moves to second. Bill Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hebner juggles the ball. That's an error on Hebner. Foley scores. Parker moves to third. Milner moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 8-7, Pirates. Ed Ott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ott is 1-for-4 in the game, with a home run. He's got two RBIs. Ott hits a ball on the ground towards first. Montanez fields it and throws to home to get Parker. Milner moves to third. Robinson moves to second. Two outs. Phil Garner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garner is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. Garner hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Milner scores. There goes Robinson trying to get to home. Mazzilli throws the ball into Stearns who tags Robinson who's trying to score from second, for the out. Ott moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 9-7, Pirates. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Pirates 9, and the Mets 7. The Mets will come to bat. Grant Jackson now pitching. Willie Montanez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Montanez is 1-for-4 in the game, with a double. Montanez hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 9-8, Pirates. Steve Henderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Henderson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and two walks. Henderson hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's Mets, 9, Pirates, 9. Doug Flynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Flynn is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Flynn hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Robinson. Flynn reaches second base with a double. Gil Flores pinch hits for Dale Murray. Gil Flores is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Flores bunts towards third. Garner fields it and throws to first for the out. Flynn moves to third. One out. Joel Youngblood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Youngblood is 4-for-5 in the game, with three singles and a double. He's got two RBIs. Youngblood is walked intentionally. Elliot Maddox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maddox is 0 for 1 in the game. Maddox hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Flynn scores. Youngblood moves to second. It's 10-9, Mets. Lee Mozzilli is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The ball gets by Ott for a passed ball. Youngblood moves to third. Maddox moves to second. Lee Mozzilli is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mozzilli is 2 for 4 in the game, with two singles and a walk. He's got one RBI. Mozzilli hits a pop-up towards third. Garner settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Richie Hebner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hebner is 0 for 2 in the game. With three walks. Hebner hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Youngblood scores. Maddox scores. Hebner moves to second. It's 12-9, Mets. John Stearns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stearns is 1 for 5 in the game, with a triple. He's got two RBIs. Stearns hits a fly ball into left field. Robinson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Mets 12, and the Pirates 9. The Pirates will come to bat. Wayne Twichell now pitching. Rennie Stennett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stennett is 2 for 4 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Stennett is called out on strikes. One out. Manny Sanguilan pinch hits for Grant Jackson. Manny Sanguilan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sanguilan hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hebner fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Omar Moreno is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moreno is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single and two walks. He's got one RBI. Moreno hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Tim Foley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foley is 2 for 4 in the game, with a single and a double. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got two RBIs. Foley hits a pop-up towards third. Hebner settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, New York Mets, 12, and Pittsburgh Pirates, 9. Goodbye from Three Rivers Stadium in Pittsburgh.